FBI and DHS are monitoring gamers for signs of extremism. By Lucas Nolan on March 14, 2024. Claiming it is targeting the growing threat of violent extremism, the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, have established mechanisms to share information and coordinate with gaming companies and social media platforms, according to a recent Government Accountability Office, GAO, report. The Intercept reports that the report, which covers the period from September 2022 to January 2024, reveals that federal agencies have been working closely with gaming and social media companies to identify and address online activities promoting domestic violent extremism or violating the company's terms of service. This collaboration allegedly aims to counter the spread of extremist ideologies and prevent radicalization on these platforms. According to the GAO, the FBI and DHS have set up channels for receiving tips and information from gaming companies about potential lawbreaking and extremist views. The FBI conducts briefings to gaming companies on perceived threats, while the DHS Intelligence Office holds meetings where companies can share information about online activities related to domestic violent extremism. The report highlights the growing concern within the federal government regarding the use of gaming platforms and social media by extremist groups for recruitment, communication, and spreading their ideologies. The Biden administration's National Strategy for Combating Domestic Terrorism, released in June 2021, specifically mentions online gaming platforms as potential avenues for recruiting and mobilizing individuals to domestic terrorism. However, the GAO warns that the FBI and DHS lack an overarching strategy to align their work with gaming companies with their broader agency missions. Without a comprehensive plan, the agencies may struggle to assess the effectiveness of their communications and information-sharing mechanisms in achieving their overall objectives. The collaboration between government agencies and gaming companies has also raised concerns about constitutional and legal issues surrounding free speech rights. The GAO report notes that both the FBI and DHS are proceeding cautiously in light of ongoing federal litigation, including a case on its way to the Supreme Court. In 2022, a federal judge prohibited the FBI, DHS, and other federal agencies from communicating with social media companies to fight what they consider misinformation, following a lawsuit brought by attorneys general in Missouri and Louisiana. Read more at The Intercept here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.